Lover Don't Keep Me Waiting from Vicar and Linda Poole, the sisters and vocal duo from Melbourne, Victoria. Now, coming up, we're going to be speaking to the Australian Dental Association about what it is that makes a trip to the dentist so expensive. And I want to know on the text line 0467 922 666, how much do you pay to go to the dentist? I mean, maybe you don't go to the dentist because it is so expensive, but there's been new research that's found that Canberra is actually the most expensive place in Australia to visit the dentist. You'll hear more about that next.
It's Australian history with a glamorous difference.
I'm Celeste Barber. I've put my hand up to rummage through Australia's wardrobe to uncover our most fascinating fashion history.
From the power of the media...
We ran Australian fashion.
...to the push for social change.
I had never walked down a runway before carrying my culture with me.
The way we wore...
I love fashion.
...starts Tuesday, November 21 on ABC TV and streaming on ABC iView. This is Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.
And you're with me, Hinako Shirashi, on Afternoons today. And I wonder, when was the last time you went to the dentist and how much did it cost you? Because researchers have found that Australians are shelling out $230 for an average dental visit. But if it's a new clinic, it could spike up to around $300 or even more of that if you're here in the capital. Sydney's most expensive dentists are on its northern beaches. Warringah cost about $270 for an average visit, but in Melbourne you can pay around $260. And so the question was, what about here in Canberra? Well, turns out, unfortunately, we are the most expensive in the country, with an average visit costing us $285. But if it's your very first time to the dentist, well, $372 out of pocket. So, why are Canberra's dentists the most expensive in the country? Well, joining me now on Afternoons is Dr. Dominic Alward. He is the president of the Australian Dental Association in New South Wales. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And now, I guess the first question is, the data shows that we have the most expensive tooth care in Australia. Why?
That's a great question. Look, dental practices are essentially small hospitals. Every single one of them has specialised equipment, material, staff. And unfortunately in Canberra, you know, we don't have a dental school down there, so all the dentists have had to train elsewhere to come to Canberra. And, of course, being not a big city, a lot of the material and servicing and equipment all come at a premium, which has to be passed on.
And I guess the next question is, why is it more expensive for new patients? Can you talk
about that? So with a new patient, there are different item codes for a new patient as opposed to someone who's regularly coming in. So if you're a new patient, it takes a lot longer to complete a comprehensive examination to, you know, check the mouth, the teeth, the gums, make sure, you know, your tongue and your cheeks are healthy. Whereas if you're seeing a patient that you're seeing on a regular basis every 6 to 12 months, it's more a matter of just updating those details and updating that chart.
And what about for those not in Canberra but very close to, for example, Queanbeyan, still part of New South Wales, but they might be travelling closer to Canberra than they would be to Sydney?
Yeah, that's right. And look, some of it just simply comes down to supply and demand and the area that you're in. You'd know in all service industries, whether it's healthcare service, whether you're seeing a medical specialist or something like that, right through to going to getting your hair cut or going to a restaurant, the area that you're in and the cost associated with that are likely to change.
And do you know if there's any movement towards making dental care more affordable?
That's a really good question. The data that we have shows that the cost of dental care hasn't changed very much over the last decade. So when you look at it compared to inflation, it actually is running well below inflationary figures. So on the whole, going to the dentist is, and this may come as a surprise, is actually technically costs less than what it used to compared to CPI increases. So dental practices have been absorbing a lot over time. So from a private practice sector, it certainly has been absorbing it. There are other things that everyday ordinary families aren't making the most of, and that is if they have private health insurance, making sure that they're using their benefits every year to get preventative care. But there's also the child dental benefit schedule, which most families are entitled to, but only 40% are using.
Tell us more about that. What is that exactly?
So if your family is entitled to Family Tax Benefit A, every child in that family receives over $1,000 worth of dentistry every 2 years, and that covers most, if not all, of their preventative care in that time.
Is that enough as well, though?
If there is good prevention and good habits, it should be more than enough. And our goal and what we promote at the Australian Dental Association is trying to get kids in as early as possible, and we can establish really good habits and really good behaviours and also really positive experiences. The last thing that we want is to see a kid present with a preventable disease much later on in the piece, because that is not comfortable for anybody.
Absolutely. And there's a text on the text line asking, does the high cost of dentistry stop patients from visiting the dentist? And have you seen that?
Absolutely. You know, dentistry is an essential healthcare service, but some people do see it as a discretionary spend. And when the cost of living is going up like it is, it's one of those things that some people are saying, well, do I need to go? Our message is prevention is better than a cure, and getting things early is a lot less costly than waiting until they become a significant problem when it becomes much more expensive to try to solve it.
And when it comes to prevention, let's go back down to basics. What are some things that people can do to really stop them from getting teeth that will be an issue later on in their life?
The first thing to think about is what you're drinking on a daily basis. Right. If you're drinking something that isn't water, it's probably doing damage to your teeth. So, you know, people might have a coffee or a tea. That's fine, depending on what habits go with that. And by that, I mean, you know, some of my retired patients, they might be having 6 cups of tea a day with biscuits and sugar and things like that. That is terrible. But if you're having, you know, one or two and, you know, you're having it fairly quickly, that's fine. So what you're drinking on a daily basis makes a huge difference. So making sure you're having tap water, that is the one of the most important things we can do. After that, brushing your teeth twice a day. And then lastly, looking at what you're snacking on. So having a few good meals a day, that's wonderful. But if you're snacking in between every meal on things that have sugars in it or simple carbohydrates, that's going to destroy your teeth as well.
And you mentioned tap water. Not filtered water, not bottled water, tap water. What's Canberra's tap water like in terms of the fluoride?
Canberra's tap water is one of the best in the world. I grew up in Canberra and I still think about how wonderful it was. you know, it's got a 1 part per million fluoride in it, which we know it's been in water for over 60 years. It's safe and it also decreases decay rates, which is wonderful. It's just such a wonderful thing that we are so lucky to have in Canberra.
Right, and just to wrap this up, when should we be visiting the dentist? You know, how often?
We'd like to see you at least once a year. There's no one size fits all. There are some patients I see once a year. There are some I see every 3 months. It depends on their risks and, you know, what medications they're taking and their other general health. As we know, your dental health affects your general health, and it's the same in reverse. So there's no one-size-fits-all, but seeing you at least once a year will help us catch things, if anything is happening, as early as possible.
Wonderful. That's great news, I think, especially in terms of our tap water being a great preventative measure.
That's right, and everyone has access to that.
Indeed, we do. Thank you very much, Dr. Dominic Arwood from the Australian Dental Association. He's the New South Wales branch president. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And if you are still looking at your tap water being like, oh, look, I don't know if this is going to help me not go to the dentist, well, we'll be talking about some water that might help you. No, that's a really bad segue. I'll try to not do that again. But we are going to be speaking with someone from the Upper Murrumbidgee.